This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Election day in Afghanistan was met with some delays, widespread communication failures, and some militant attacks. But as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, voters said democracy far outweighed the risks.
The capital was one of at least four cities hit by explosions, including a polling center. All of the attacks were small scale because of a strong and very public security presence, but there were multiple casualties, including at least one death. Of almost 5,000 polling centers, some 400 were also closed because they were inside Taliban territory. And the Election Commission reported that it couldn't establish communications with about 900 centers, although it gave no details to where or why. As a result, a low overall turnout is expected. 12 candidates are vying for the presidency in this vote, but it's likely to come down to incumbent President Ashraf Ghani or his former deputy Abdullah Abdullah. Preliminary results won't be released until at least mid-October.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Hong Kong police sprayed water cannon and pepper spray to disperse protesters outside the Legislative Council building on Saturday night. Reuters' Emma McCarthy has details.
Police fired water cannon and pepper spray at protesters in Hong Kong on Saturday night as demonstrators threw rocks and blocked a key road next to a rally near the local headquarters of China's People's Liberation Army. Protesters also shone lasers at a helicopter overhead as the demonstrations, which started out peaceful early Saturday, then turned violent. Saturday marked 5 years since the student-led umbrella protests, which gripped Hong Kong for 79 days.
Emma McCarthy of Reuters. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's former president Robert Mugabe was buried Saturday at a low-key event in his rural village. As Columbus Mavunga reports, the site was chosen after the 95-year-old former leader's family refused to have him buried at the National Shrine in Harare because he had been ridiculed.
Christo, Christo, Christo.
A Roman Catholic Mass was held Saturday afternoon at the home of former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe, about 100 kilometers southwest of Harare, before his burial. Only family members were allowed to witness the actual burial, which took place at his home just before sunset. Mugabe died in Singapore after a long illness, which his successor, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, later said was cancer. After his nearly 40 years in power, Mugabe was ousted by the army in 2017 and replaced by his ally of over 50 years, President Mnangagwa. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Zvimba, Zimbabwe.
A British-flagged oil tanker seized by Iran was seen outside Dubai's Port Rashid one day after it was released. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett has details.
The tanker's Swedish-based owner, Stena Bulk, says the crew will disembark in Dubai for medical checks and to spend some time with their families. Britain responded to Iran's release of the ship by accusing Tehran of trying to disrupt freedom of navigation. The ship's seizure came after British authorities in Gibraltar seized an Iranian oil supertanker on suspicion it was breaking EU sanctions by taking oil to Syria. Gibraltar later released the tanker after Iran promised it would not go to Syria, but the ship later sat off the Syrian coast, angering Britain. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria says it reserves the right to take action if the United States and Turkey don't withdraw foreign forces immediately. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
And Mexican singer and songwriter Jose Jose, who was a musical icon across Latin America for more than half a century, died Saturday. He was 71. Jose Jose, whose real name is Jose Romulo Sosa Ortiz, was known for powerful romantic ballads. He was nominated for several Grammys. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA. VOA1, the best.